Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Seeing the Unseen Behind Chinese Tech Giants' Global Venturing is a business strategy book by Guo Lichen and Jianggen Li that examines how major Chinese technology companies grew rapidly at home and expanded abroad. Its subject is not only company performance, but the less visible logic behind leadership, organization, product design, and international execution. The book discusses firms such as Alibaba, Tencent, Baidu, Huawei, ByteDance, Meituan, Pinduoduo, and Xiaomi. Using interviews and strategic analysis to explain how founders and executives operate in China's highly competitive digital economy, its central framework, POP Leadership, organizes the discussion around people, organization, product, and leadership. Rather than presenting Chinese tech growth as a simple story of scale, capital, or state support, the book focuses on managerial choices, cultural influences, and adaptation challenges. Its purpose is to help readers understand how Chinese technology giants think, compete, and modify their methods when entering global markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, POP Leadership as a lens for decoding Chinese technology companies. The book's central organizing idea is POP Leadership, a framework that links people, organization, product, and leadership. This matters because Chinese technology companies are often analyzed through external factors such as market size, policy environment, funding, or platform network effects. Chen and Lai shift attention toward internal operating logic, how companies select and motivate people, how teams are structured, how products are built and iterated, and how leaders impose direction under uncertainty. The framework is useful because it treats these elements as interdependent rather than separate management functions. For example, a product strategy built for fast experimentation requires organizational structures that allow rapid feedback. And those structures require leaders willing to tolerate conflict, urgency, and repeated adjustment. POP Leadership also helps compare different generations of Chinese tech firms, from earlier platform builders such as Alibaba and Tencent to later companies such as ByteDance, Meituan, and Pinduoduo. The framework does not claim that every Chinese firm succeeds for the same reason. Instead, it gives readers a way to examine patterns across companies while still noticing differences in market, product category, and stage of globalization. Secondly, historical and cultural influences on strategic behavior. A distinctive feature of the book is its attention to Chinese historical memory, folklore, and political strategy as influences on business thinking. The authors argue that many strategic habits in Chinese technology companies are easier to understand when placed within a broader cultural context. These include comfort with intense competition, emphasis on endurance during difficult phases, tactical flexibility, and leader-centered mobilization. The book links some contemporary managerial instincts to ideas associated with Chinese history and with political strategies associated with Mao Zedong, not to suggest a direct formula, but to show how certain metaphors and patterns of thought remain available to business leaders. This approach helps explain why some Chinese founders describe competition in terms closer to campaigns, battles, encirclement, or survival rather than conventional corporate planning. The value of this analysis is that it avoids treating Chinese firms as simple copies of Silicon Valley companies. It shows that similar digital products can emerge from very different managerial assumptions. The limitation is that cultural explanation must be handled carefully. And the book is strongest when it connects cultural themes to concrete organizational practices rather than treating culture as destiny. Thirdly, people management and organizational speed in hyper-competitive markets. The book emphasizes that Chinese technology companies developed in a domestic market where competition moved quickly, product cycles compressed, and rivals could copy or counter a feature with little delay. In this setting, people management became closely tied to speed and resilience. The authors describe leadership cultures that reward intensity, ownership, direct execution, and willingness to operate amid ambiguity. This is not presented simply as a virtue. High-pressure environments can produce exceptional responsiveness, but they can also create burnout, internal friction, and difficulty attracting or retaining talent in overseas markets with different workplace expectations. Organizationally, the book highlights structures that allow companies to scale while remaining tactically flexible, including fast-moving teams, strong founder influence, and mechanisms that keep decision-making close to product and market signals. The reasoning is that speed is not only a matter of individual work ethic, it is designed into reporting lines, incentives, and operating rhythms. This topic is important because it helps explain why some Chinese tech firms could defend their positions in crowded sectors such as e-commerce, social platforms, local services, and short video, where delay can quickly become a strategic disadvantage. Fourthly, product iteration and platform competition as engines of scale. Seeing the Unseen treats product strategy as more than feature development. In the Chinese technology sector, products often become entry points into larger ecosystems of payments, commerce, entertainment, logistics, advertising, cloud services, or local delivery. The book shows how companies learn to build products that could attract users quickly, collect feedback, and expand into adjacent services when conditions allowed. This explains why firms such as Alibaba, Tencent, Meituan, ByteDance, and Xiaomi cannot be understood only through a single product category. Their growth often depended on the ability to combine user behavior, platform infrastructure, merchant or creator networks, and operational execution. The book also points to the role of China's large and demanding consumer market. Companies were forced to serve varied user groups, compete aggressively on convenience and price, and improve products under constant pressure from rivals. Product management in this context becomes a strategic discipline tied to organizational learning. The concrete lesson is that platform scale does not arise from technology alone. It requires repeated alignment between user needs, monetization design, partner ecosystems, and leadership decisions about where to expand and where to stop. Lastly, global venturing requires adaptation beyond the domestic playbook. A major contribution of the book is its focus on what Chinese technology companies must keep, modify, or abandon when they enter overseas markets. The authors do not present international expansion as a simple extension of domestic success, practices that work in China, such as extremely fast execution, centralized founder-driven direction, or intense internal pressure, may face resistance in markets with different labor norms, regulatory systems, consumer habits, and partner expectations. At the same time, Chinese firms bring strengths that can travel well, including operational discipline, rapid experimentation, cost efficiency, and experience serving mass digital consumers. The book, therefore, frames globalization as a selective translation of capabilities. Companies need to identify which parts of POP leadership are universal enough to export and which are rooted in China-specific conditions. This is especially relevant for businesses entering Southeast Asia, Latin America, Europe, or the United States, where competition, public scrutiny, data regulation, and geopolitical concerns differ sharply. The book stands out by treating global venturing as a management challenge rather than only a market entry or investment question. In conclusion, Seeing the Unseen is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible explanation of Chinese technology companies beyond headlines about valuation, regulation, or geopolitical tension. Executives can use it to compare their own organization with the POP leadership model, especially in areas such as speed, product feedback, team design, and founder influence. Investors can benefit from its focus on internal capabilities that are not always visible in financial statements. Policymakers and analysts can use it to understand why Chinese platforms behave differently from Western firms when scaling, competing, or entering new markets. Students of strategy and international business will find it useful because it connects company cases to broader questions of culture, leadership, and global adaptation. The book stands out from many technology business books because it does not rely only on founder biography, market chronology, or Silicon Valley comparison. Its value lies in explaining the managerial logic behind Chinese tech expansion and in recognizing both the strengths and limits of that logic. It is not a quantitative investment manual, and readers seeking detailed financial modeling may need other sources. Its strongest contribution is interpretive. It helps readers see how people, organization, product, and leadership combine to shape the global ambitions of Chinese technology giants. If you would like to support Guoli Chen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.